We are looking into the future. Where are the developers of that future? The developers of the automation taking us? We're certainly going to be finding out. I know that some of you are saying, you know, I really don't like where they're taking us. And as I've said before, I know some of you are saying, hey, get us there faster. Why didn't y'all have us there 10 years ago? 20 years ago? Why did it take so long to be able to make a phone call through our watches and talk to our parents, our children, our professors, our pastors, our politicians? Taking a look at some of the things that Pew Research has found that people are saying about where, you know, automation is headed when it comes to jobs again. Although a lot of Americans are convinced that robots and computers might one day be able to do many of the jobs currently done by humans. And again, 77% of Americans think that it is realistic that robots and computers may one day be doing many of the jobs that are currently done by humans. Only about 30% of workers in America think that their own jobs will both most likely be done by robots or computers during their lifetimes. Now, catch that emphasis, during their lifetimes. They're convinced jobs are going to be going away, but during their lifetimes, they will still be doing their jobs. About four times as many workers describe this outcome as not at all likely as describe it as very likely. Workers in certain industries like hospitality and service or retail are more likely to view their jobs as being at risk compared with those in others, such as education. And when you look at, you know, looking at this, there's something I want us to consider. You look across a range of occupations, majorities of workers anticipate that their jobs or professions will not be impacted by automation to a significant degree. Now, this is what I want us to consider. I want us to ponder this. During the time of the Industrial Revolution, you know, there was something that had not been going on. We didn't have a lot of industry, so we didn't have a whole lot of industrial work. The Industrial Revolution kicked in and it built up. It kicked in strong. It built up strong. And there were a lot of jobs we had in the field of industry. Then, lo and behold, we come to a point in time where, with, let's say, the automobile industry in particular, the word got out that people were going to begin to, you know, the auto industry executives were going to begin to automate more of the processes that were being used in their factories when it came to building cars. And they kept saying that there were going to be fewer and fewer jobs for humans because of the automation. They'd be able to save money, time, labor, etc. Much less concern about workers' comp, no concerns about overtime, etc. And so the thing that the people in the auto industry needed to do, the factory workers needed to do, especially the factory workers, would start giving some thought to what their next step would be. There would still be many other jobs in many other fields. Whether that had to do with going into mental health, the mental health field, as a psychologist, a counselor, you name it. Whether it had to do with developing the skills to own their own business, or to go into retail and eventually become executives. And, you know, for a while there, the pay in retail wasn't that bad. And executives, especially depending on which company they work for, really could make some good money. They could have been looking at retail. They could have been looking at a number of options. We don't have our teachers being paid as well as they should be paid. But at one point, it wasn't as bad as it is now. And they could still have been looking at the teaching profession. There were so many options for them to look at. Unfortunately, many in the auto industry decided that they were going to just stay put and not prepare for what they were told was coming. And when what they were told was coming arrived, many of them were unprepared, and they found themselves scrambling at the 12th hour to get a job somewhere. And many of them had to adjust their lifestyles downward because they could not get jobs that paid what they were making in the factories. Now, of course, that can be the case now, too, but it was especially the case then. And like I said, a lot of them were just left with almost, really and truly, with not that they didn't have options, but they weren't able to take advantage of the options. Preparing would have included not just developing the mindset that eventually I'm going to have to do something different, but as I said, also preparing to do something different, which for a lot of people meant going to school. They needed to get re-educated, retrained, so that they could be prepared to take these other jobs even before the automation in the auto industry really kicked in. Didn't do that and it hurt them. Now, I'm saying that to ask this. What are the chances that as automation is stepped up significantly in the coming years, and especially in the coming decades, that people will have as many options in the future as people had in the past? Think about the fact that a lot of our technology leaders are working towards developing technology to the point where humans can be replaced. And think about what I've shared with you already. When it comes to counseling, steps are already underway to develop embodied, if you will, artificial intelligence that will be able to do counseling. The automators are already working towards developing computers, artificial intelligence, robots who can conduct job interviews and do human resource work, literally perform human resource functions. Factories are being more and more automated. They're working towards making artificial intelligence robots, Hubots, etc., able to teach students. So with all of this going on, what is going to be happening? It sounds like there will not be nearly as many options going forward as there were in the past. What are we going to do?